Egypt's military backed government is to amend a highly disputed protest law that has been used as a pretext for an immense security and legal crackdown against thousands of Egyptians from all streams, a short while after the army overthrow of the Brotherhood's Morsi from presidency. The announcement was made by the country's transitional justice minister, Ibrahim El-Honeidi, who added that the cabinet had tasked him to amend the law, taking into consideration the recommendations of the National Council of Human Rights. Observers had varying interpretations about the government's motives behind the move and its potential implications.
Obviously, the government was embarrassed following the Human Rights Watch report on the Rabaa massacre that solidified its bad reputation. It just wants a cosmetic facelift.
Anti-coup camp activists also note that the government, by amending the law, is trying to avoid potentially violent workers' protests over fast deteriorating living conditions and to avoid a potentially costly crackdown on youth-led student protests inside universities and a potential showdown with angry sports fans groups like the Ultras, who featured highly in the 2011 revolution that toppled dictator Mubarak. Pro-government observers disagree.
No one will be able to diminish from state authority. The law has to be amended for the simple reason that it now contradicts with the 2014 constitution.
Some fear the lifting of restrictions on protests could open the gate for a flood of uncontrolled unrest. Optimists claim the government's move is a first step towards full reconciliation with all parties down the road. But critics say this is an attempt by the government to reconcile only with liberal stream opponents and free those in detention because of the law, while leaving the Brotherhood protesters inside jails with the accusation of belonging to a so-called terrorist group. Regardless of the motives or the nature of the amendments, the first backpedaling measure by Sisi's government will surely have resounding repercussions, whether in the wrong or right direction, for the conflicting parties in this torn society. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.